This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, congratulations all around. Brock Purdy, 49ers, deal gets done. Gets done earlier than most deals get done for the 49ers, and Brock's now going to be a very, very rich man. 5 years, $265 million, Perloff. Something tells me Brock Purdy's weekend just a little bit better than yours.
Oh, I mean, I had a great weekend. Money can't buy you happiness, Maggie.
Well, it can make your life easier. Brock's about to get much, much easier off the field, but on the field, it's actually going to get harder. And here's a couple things about the Brock Purdy contract, which, listen, again, I'll give kudos, as Joe Beningo says, kudos to the people for getting it done, not making it an offseason distraction like we've seen the 49ers do so many times. Kudos is my favorite. But Brock has now gone into a different stratosphere as far as quarterbacks and the expectations. The Cinderella story is over. There was a time when Tom Brady stopped being a sixth-round pick and when Kurt Warner stopped being the guy who was bagging groceries, and all of a sudden it became less about your origin story and more about what are you actually going to do on the field. So Brock is Mr. Irrelevant. That's gone when you're a top five highest paid quarterback in the league. Now you're going to be expected, when things aren't perfect, that you're going to have to lift the team, carry the team at times. I'm not saying anyone does it alone on a football field, but the expectations are definitely going to be bigger because the margin for error is now slimmer when a guy goes from making $1 million and he was very underpaid to now $53 million a year on average.
I feel like we kind of killed Brock Purdy last year, though. When he struggled, when everybody was out, I don't think there was any Mr. Irrelevant discount. Everyone's like, oh, busy through, I have the stats, 20 yeah. touchdowns and 12 picks, and everyone was destroying him, saying, oh, you're no good when all those other guys aren't out there. I don't remember anyone saying, oh, you're Mr. Irrelevant. It's okay if you struggle when no one's out there. I felt like he raised those expectations 2 years ago.
Well, I think you're going to get a more of a microscope this year because they were coming off a Super Bowl overtime, you know, gut-wrenching loss to the Chiefs. So maybe say, all right, they lost Ayuk and McCaffrey was out and Trent Williams got to camp late.
Oh, that's easy now. We were destroying them during the year.
Well, but here's the thing. Because the expectations were high, because it seemed like they were going all in again.
Yeah.
And now they're doing this like mini reset or whatever. They're still handing out contracts to make Kittle the highest paid tight end. You know, McCaffrey's supposed to be back and healthy. Ayuk, Pearsall, whatever. But I think you looked at all the things off the field too that happened with the 49ers, and it just felt like the team was doomed, cursed, whatever you want to say, from the very beginning of the offseason. That's no longer in play, and there's going to be some of the bigger things when you are now in the company and you are getting higher and more guaranteed money than Josh Allen and Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson. I'm not saying you're expected to be the guy they are, but you're expected to, you know, have everything going right for you, even when things aren't going right for the team. And I'm talking about the things that have plagued Brock Purdy, which is questions he still has to answer. Playing in bad weather, playing when, you know, things aren't awesome around you. You know, Brock gets dinged up a lot too, and you can see it on the field because he doesn't have that elite arm strength or that elite size. So when he does get banged up, it can look a little bit different than some of the other guys. These are just things that are now going to be part of Brock Purdy's reality. Of course, he would never, you know, you'll take the money. He deserves it. But it just got a lot harder for the 49ers to win a Super Bowl. Like you asked, did they get closer to a Lombardi trophy now or are they further away? The answer is further away because when a guy's taking up like 0.0001% of your salary cap versus about 19% of your salary cap, it's just different.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think on Friday morning versus Friday afternoon, they changed anything because they already acted as if they were paying the contract. They let a bunch of old guys go. They let a bunch of actually medium age guys go. They were working all off season towards the seal. You know, I'm painting a different narrative than you are. You're saying there's pressure to win now, and you mentioned the other big price quarterbacks.
Yeah,
this is a relatively team-friendly deal. Now, listen, a lot of people thought that they should try to offer him $45 million a year compared to Dak's at the high end was $60 million. Then you get the sort of Tua's around 53. Like, with the cap going up, this is not a killer deal, and he did it early. This is, he probably came in just a little bit under market because he's, what, the seventh highest quarterback now? In 2 years, he'll be 15th or 16th?
Seventh highest in terms of average annual value.
Right,
fifth highest in terms of total. And if he hits all the guarantees, which Albert Breer, our pal, says it's very easy for him to hit the $181 million. He'll be the second. It'll be the second most guaranteed money after Deshaun Watson.
Right, but in 2 or 3 years, he'll be 14th, 15th among average salary. So they know. Like I think basically Purdy could have played a little more hardball and gotten this number up, but both sides, they kind of know what this is. So this number didn't kill me at all. I was like, okay, 53.
Yeah.
You know, the cap has gone up this year. This is, you know, they now have him 6 years. He gave him a no trade. I don't know about that. But basically, this is okay. Now, I don't feel it as Birdie better deliver. I feel like the Niners know their assignment. They better draft well. So the teams that pay quarterbacks, the key to getting to the Super Bowl is you really draft well, like the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs.
They drafted 11 guys this year. It's a huge draft class.
And I feel like the 49ers might have drafted pretty well. I'm telling you, I'm a little more high on this team than I think most people are. And even the picture you painted, you know, Brock Purdy's an imperfect quarterback. All that is true. I'm not disagreeing with it. But we know he can lead this team pretty far if he stays healthy. And I think they're actually going to be a little better than everyone else. Everyone's down on them a little bit after last year. Makes sense.
Right.
And they lost a lot of guys. I think they got a lot of guys back, and they got Robert Saleh on defense. To me, if that defense comes back, Brock Purdy and George Kittle and Christian McCaffrey and Brandon Ayuk and Ricky Pearsall, they're fine. The offense is going to be fine. You have Kyle Shanahan calling plays. To me, the bigger concern is defense, which has been falling off steadily. They have a lot of guys. They lost. They got to pay Fred Warner now. So I think actually the formula is still there for the Niners. I think this is the same team we've seen since their first Super Bowl run in 2019.
Can I paint another picture for you, which is, yes, while this is the sort of, I don't want to say mini rebuild, you still have stars everywhere on this 49er team, even though they came in last in the division last year because of all that bad luck we talked about. And we're talking about Brock Purdy's contract. This season feels like this could be the year because they're playing a last place in the NFC West schedule. So we talked about this last week when all the schedule full release came out. It's like, wow, the 49ers really caught a break here. You know, they've got this is falling right for them and that is falling right and they're scrunching off schedule and they're the 32nd, you know, team for as far as strength of schedule. This is actually the last year that Brock is cheap. The big kick in is next year. It's an extension. So he's like $5 million this year, besides the guaranteed money and stuff like that that's going to start rolling in. But that doesn't have to do with cap. This is the year to actually go out and do it if you are the 49ers. But you're right. All those draft picks, or a lot of those draft picks, have to maybe step up in a way that you may not hope to, you know, lean on rookies in that kind of way. But this is a sneaky year where the 49ers should be in some major contention because that schedule, I'm not going to say cupcake, but obviously on paper is very easy.
Well, you said last year was all in.
I know, a different type.
The schedule was as hard as hell last year,
and they paid guys to come back. Now this year, easy schedule.
Yeah.
Kind of play things down the middle as far as hanging on to some guys and not others.
I think they can thread the needle between rebuilding and being good because they have a lot of young guys too. Listen, the core of the offense is going to be Brock Purdy, Brandon Ayuk, and Ricky Pearsall. You probably have 3 or 4 years with these guys. It's not like, I know the big issue is Trent Williams is very old. But again, I think they drafted another running back who they love. That is a team that, I know they missed McCaffrey last year, but come on.
How much history do you need at the
Niners running back to be convinced that they are going to find guys? I mean, they had Raheem Mostert running all over the NFC playoffs 4 years ago.
I know, but they made the decision to trade for McCaffrey, pay McCaffrey, and then extend him again.
Yeah, but they've drafted in the last few years Isaac Garendo and Jordan James. I mean, I watched Garendo when he was healthy. He's super fast, super big.
Then why'd they give McCaffrey any more money?
Well, I think that was a reward, and it's only $19 million, right? That's
okay.
I mean, that's not a big deal. That's certainly not. McCaffrey is not taking up their cap space. I mean, I think that Trent Williams wants $38 million. I'm not worried about running back. If that's your big concern with him, I would put that to the side. I think they'll find that. The key is they have to rebuild this defense where they've lost a lot of guys and hit the window where Bosa and Warner are still at their peaks. And I just don't think they're going to have a downtime. I don't think they're going to be a top five pick. And I think they know that. That's why they're paying Brock Purdy. There's no better option at quarterback. They're going to be picking the 20s. So I think people are way too down on this team. And also, they fixed special teams. They signed a lot of guys. They pulled a 2001 Bill Belichick and signed five veterans for special teams, which was probably their biggest problem last year. I think there's a lot of reasons to be optimistic.
Listen, I don't think people are down on the 49ers.
I think so.
I just think you have to be realistic about this contract when it comes to Brock. It's not the feel-good story anymore. It changes, okay? It can still be feel-good because you're happy for the guy and he overcame these odds of Mr. Irrelevant. That's fine. But it's now very different because you can't say, wow, you know, that one of the big things about Brock Purdy was he was a deal. It was cheap, you know? And they had success by going to the Super Bowl, NFC Championship game. We'll never know what would happen if Purdy didn't get hurt against your Philadelphia Eagles a couple years ago. But now you're just like everyone else who's paying a top quarterback. Your margins get slimmer. You have to ask the quarterback to do more. And it's not like there's no mission accomplished here. Like, you're just starting. And I know Brock's 26, but like, now the real work begins. I hate to say that. Now the real work begins because you're no longer going to have a guy who's super cheap. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. EJ is back. Hola.
Hola.
Excited to hear about your trip to Mexico. But can we also put a poll question up? 49ers have signed Brock Purdy to a massive deal. Did they just get closer to a Super Bowl or further away? And by the way, I asked that same question when Trevor Lawrence got his money and Tua and all of these guys who get this big money before they, you know. Well, Purdy's done more than those guys.
Would you have not signed those deals?
So I don't think I would have done the Tua one. I'd like to think I would have the discipline not to do the Tua contract. The Dolphins clearly did not. Lawrence, I still understand that you did draft him to be this franchise savior, and a lot of things that have happened have really not been his fault. Some have, but some have not. It's been a revolving door at coach now. You made an all-time bonehead hire with Urban Meyer and all that.
I hear a lot of talking around here.
Here's the thing. I think Kyle Shanahan is different because if I look at Tua, who even started with Brian Flores, and clearly that was a gigantic mess that the two of them did not get along before he got McDaniels. I just mentioned now Trevor Lawrence is on his third head coach in, what do we have, 4 or 5 years in? Nobody's had the stability that the 49ers have enjoyed at head coach and GM. Like, some of these other guys, and even Justin Herbert, who had to live through the Brandon Staley years at first before finally getting Jim Harbaugh. I'm sorry, I'm putting more pressure on the 49ers and Purdy because they've also enjoyed this unbelievable stability where you know Kyle Shanahan is a brilliant coach. You don't have to be searching in the woods for a coach and hoping it works out. This is as good a situation as you can walk into as a quarterback.
So you're saying you wouldn't have paid it?
No, I'm saying I'm two things. Shanahan obviously has a belief in himself that he can win with anybody because that's why he's paying Purdy. I'm also a little surprised that he's attaching himself so much to Purdy because he thinks he can win with anybody. So I guess I am a little surprised. I know they didn't want it to get contentious. They didn't want it to bleed into the OT, into the training camp. But I am a little surprised. I think Shanahan is a guy who believes I'm the system. It's not about the quarterback that's running.
Yeah, I mean, I think the flip side is, and I'm sure, I don't actually remember this, but I'm sure you killed the Cowboys for letting Dak get to the end of his contract. Everybody did. The flip side is you could have played out this year. Purdy could have had a good year, and man, you'd be in trouble. So that's what happened. This is actually not a bad deal. This is not going to kill the Niners. Like, you have to pay. The cap keeps going up, $53 million. They want to get younger anyway. They have to get younger because I think part of the injuries is they're so old. I think they came away from this and saying, thank you, Brock, for not really putting us over the barrel. Okay. Because he could have.
So one thing that you always say that is one of the reasons why there's always risk that comes with these really big deals, even though I'm with you, you should sign them earlier rather than later. Yeah. Don't do what the Cowboys do, which is wait till the 11th hour on everything because you end up paying top of market. And look, Dak Prescott's $60 million still looks like an outlier, and the Cowboys clearly overpaid. Yeah. But you've always told me this. Brock's worth more to the 49ers than any other team in the NFL. You've always said, what would Brock get on the open market?
I would say that. I actually said Brock is not as valuable. basically, Brock needs Kyle Shanahan.
He's more valuable to the 49ers than he is anywhere else.
But the reality is, yes, I did say that. And yeah, I was paying $45 million. But when it became clear that wasn't going to happen, I get this. Of course, the opposite. You couldn't pay him $45
million. No.
That wasn't going to happen. But I would have not let him go. I would not have moved on.
I guess what I'm saying is, if you realize, like, if something happens or you realize, oh my gosh, I made a mistake, or I feel like I can win with someone else or what have you, like, Brock doesn't have as much value if you're trying to offload him, is
but
what
you can't,
I'm saying.
Nobody's offloaded any quarterback.
This is what, like, if Brock Purdy's on the open market, is he probably getting something close to what Sam Darnold got, which is about $20 million less than what Brock is going to be making average? You know, Darnold's getting like 35 and this
Gino.
Is like 53.
Well, yeah, but again, it's
so
not.
So you're overpaying for your own guy, is what I'm saying.
But but we know it's not a perfect market. Like, there's no. I do say that, and you're absolutely right. Like, I agree with Chris Sims that nobody thinks Brock Purdy's a top 10 quarterback without Shanahan. I totally believe that. But that being said, we know the quarterback market's not efficient. You can't offload a quarterback. It's not. There's no open market for these guys. And there's a reason Sam Darnold was 30. There's a lot of reasons that happened. If Sam Darnold had gotten married to Kevin O'Connell when he first got in the league, he would not be getting $30 million now. He'd be getting $53 million a year. So there, I just think, like, there's no trading Brock Purdy. This is the way quarterbacks work. And that's why the Dolphins went in on Tua, too. You just don't have a lot of flexibility at that position.
Right. I understand it. I'm just saying that we all know what's going on here, which is if Brock was on the open market, he's not getting $53 million.
But I think the reality is you kind of had to do this if you're the Niners. I know what you're saying. Yeah, it's a lot of pressure. I don't think in reality, in the real world, you could have played hardball here.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. So, 49er fans. Also, I hate to sideswipe the Cowboys on this one, but it was hard not to notice, like, oh man, that Dak Prescott contract, which is shorter. It's much shorter. Yeah. But still, that $60 million, like, no one's getting close to that.
Yeah, but I think we're playing
really
a little
just
more.
Out there. Like,
he's coming off an MVP season. I didn't know. Did you know that
MVP.
Was that bad?
Lamar won it again.
Yeah, he was like second in MVP voting. Did you honestly? I feel, again, that's a little Monday morning quarterback. Yeah, it was a little high, but it wasn't as bad as it looks now. We didn't know they were going to be 3-5 until he got hurt.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, wait, okay, pull the tape. I want to hear the day he signed.
I was the one who said don't sign him, which is why I have to go to the Waffle House and eat 24 hours worth of waffles.
You said don't sign him?
I said I didn't think they were going to. I actually thought they'd be smarter than this. And then the next day he signs, and now I got to eat waffles for a full day. It's happening this summer, by the way. This is good. Like, I'm literally putting my stomach on the line here. It's going to explode.
I mean, you were running the Cowboys and not Jerry Jones. Maybe this wouldn't have happened.
If only they listened to me.
I mean, by the way, okay, were you going to just let that go?
Yeah. 888-710-4ISN.
Yeah, because that would work out great for the Cowboys to go Cooper Rush into the 2024 season.
Hey, Joe Milton on the way. I just didn't know it. 888-710-4476. Okay, so 49er fans, how you feeling about the Brock contract? Probably happy that it got done, but now the reality sets in of, oh no, I've got a $53 million year quarterback. I'm expecting a lot from Brock Purdy. Again, 888-710-4ISN. Big weekend. Excited basketball fans around here. I mean, can we get a little something on a game 7, though? Sheesh.
Let's go, Knicks!
Get to that in a minute.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. So the NBA, now the Nuggets are out, will crown its 7th champion in 7 years, total parity. And that champion will be the Oklahoma City Thunder. I'm just going to say it. Like, this is done. The playoffs are done. I'm sorry. Enjoy your Knicks-Pacers series to get headed for the slaughter in the finals. I just can't stand these guys at the Knicks. I'm telling you right now, this is, I love this tweet. This is the Lakers-Nets in 2002. You are the Nets.
Wait a minute.
Enjoy
Hold
the
on.
Finals.
Hold on 1 second. Is this an anti-EJ Manny take because they're so happy? Manny
yes,
literally
very much so.
Sent us a photo of him with tears in your eyes. Manny, you cried?
Darn tootin'.
You cried to get to the Eastern Conference Finals?
Yeah, darn tootin'.
It's not the finals, man.
I'm fully aware. Thank
okay.
you very much.
No, that's fine. It's been a long time. It has been a quarter century.
Never
but
in my life.
This is an anti-Manny EJ take, not a pro-OKC take.
No, it's definitely a pro-OKC take. It's just a reality of the situation. The Knicks-Pacers, the quality of play compared to the West, like those teams would not be in the Western Conference Finals. So I feel like it's kind of like the Spurs against the Cavs in 2007 or the Magic. This is the East is going to crown officially an Eastern Conference champion, but they will not be competitive in the finals against the OKC Thunder, who are going to, in my opinion, wipe the floor with the Timberwolves.
I mean, it sounds like you want to show bet these two
yes.
days because you
oh,
are.
Heck, if I get the Thunder Knicks, yes.
Wait, hold on. Yeah. But it's got to be Thunder
the field.
Nixon, also, you think it's either going to be a sweep or a gentleman's sweep.
Yeah, you're talking about this. You said Nets.
Yes.
Oh, Nets, Lakers.
I'm absolutely fine with that.
Someone in the East is winning a game. Give me a break.
I don't think they get to six games against the Thunder.
Well, are you sure the Thunder are beating the Timberwolves?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, but six games is not the Nets. Are you saying they won't get six? Are you five?
Yeah, I'm saying that they get them in five. I'll give them.
No,
you gave me a gentleman's sweep out right there. So
no,
the Thunder are heavy favorites, -165 to win the whole thing. Then come the Knicks. Then come the T-Wolves at +550. The Pacers at +700. Pacers-Knicks, a bit of a toss-up. But I got to tell you, whoever comes out of that series is going to be worn down, and they're going to face the waves of OKC Thunder defenders. And at the very least, they'll face a very tall Minnesota team. So I think OKC is set up. You saw the game yesterday. Who's beating that team, Maggie?
Okay, but they just had to go to seven games. Like, that's the thing. You're like, who's going to be worn down? They're both going to be worn down. I think these are going to be two really good series here.
Vegas doesn't really agree with you. They see the Thunder storming through this.
Yeah, but Vegas is weird when it comes to the NBA. Because, I don't know, I've seen some weird betting totals. They were on, like, the Kevin Durant Brooklyn Nets up until that ship completely sunk.
They've been on the Thunder, and the Thunder are here.
They were on the Celtics, and the Knicks were up 0-2.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, so were you, by the way.
No, I wasn't. I was like, hey.
Coming into the series?
No, I'm saying 0-2. I kept saying.
Celtics are still favored.
You kept saying the Celtics are fair. I was like, okay, go bet them. I kept saying that.
Yeah. I don't trust Vegas when it comes to betting NBA.
I just watched the games, and it just seems like the Thunder have these waves of guys that come at you where the Knicks go five deep, the Pacers a little more deep, and I think the Timberwolves got kind of lucky that the Warriors were hurt. So, yeah, I mean, I'm just looking at it logically, and I know this sounds like I'm hot-taking a bit, but not really. The Thunder were 68-14, had the all-time biggest margin in NBA history, and you saw it all in operation yesterday. If one thing doesn't work, he can pull somebody else off the bench. You can put Alex Caruso on Jokic. You have 100 different options with the Thunder, where I think the other three teams in the playoffs are limited.
Okay, a couple things. OKC having the home court advantage definitely helps. The crowd's super into it. But I also think that the Aaron Gordon injury definitely played into it, too. The guy's playing through a grade 2 hamstring strain. I mean, he can barely move out there. You know, Jamal Murray is just, I don't know what's his future is going to be with the Nuggets. Probably not great. I mean, he already got paid, so whatever. But, you know, they don't have the... Clearly, they had the right supporting cast around Jokic at one point, but now they don't anymore.
Yeah, no, I agree. The Nuggets... are a flawed team, and beating them doesn't prove that much. But it's the Thunder just are not going to have a difficult path. I don't think the Timberwolves are a fully complete team.
Wait, hold on. Yeah. Can we figure out what the stakes are on this bet? Because I feel like it's got to be Perloff v. EJ and Manny for the finals or whatever, however you want to do this. And I feel like someone's got to eat the tuna jello.
What?
Hell no.
Tuna jello, no.
Or something else. The tuna jello has by far been the toughest assignment, toughest bet to pay off of any. We paint our faces and all that stuff. That's child's play. That tuna jello with the green olives in it was life-changing experience for the worst.
Well, I think we can be creative enough to come up with a new food, though.
That's true.
I mean, nothing is as diabolical.
So the tuna jello.
You want squid anus or something?
Now, it's funny because... I think it was off the Timberwolves that we got the tuna jello, right? Because it was some sort of Nordic theme.
Yes, it was.
It was based on the T-Wolves.
It was based on the T-Wolves.
It was Lutefisk.
Versus Rocky Mountain Oysters.
Right.
Which, thank God, we didn't have to do that because I have no idea where I would have found those.
It was like we had to go to a black market butcher. They are just not around and available in New York City.
No, definitely not.
So I think it's got to be one of the foods from the four teams. We got, well, actually, I guess if the T-Wolves win it all, then we'll go with Lutefisk.
Back with the tuna jello.
What's a gross food from OKC or New York or Indiana?
Don't the Thunder play next to a cat, like a Purina factory?
Oh! What
are their facility? Oh, Maggie's out.
I'm not in this bed. I did my time.
I've never heard that.
There's a story about like the smell.
Oh, I know what the smell is. I've been to OKC. But
next to their facility or next to like something specifically is next to one of their buildings. That was an actual news story.
So I don't know about that, but Bogish can look it up. I can tell you my story of going to Oklahoma City, which I had a phenomenal time and actually ate really well there. Delicious steakhouse. Like it was a good time. But I asked the people at the hotel, I said, listen, this is not a judgment thing. I'm coming from New York City. It smells horrible in New York City at all times. But there is an interesting smell that's kind of like wafting across. What is it? They said it's a canola oil plant. So sometimes in like whatever way the wind happens to be blowing, you get a whiff of that.
I've been there twice, actually, and both times I stayed in a casino, and it smelled like cigarette smoke.
You could be anywhere in the world
for
that.
Did you stay in a casino? It's like their biggest hotel.
No, I stayed in a regular.
The Sweetwater Casino or something? Yeah, because I've been to two Sooners games, and you often stay in Oklahoma City to go to Norman.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we can think about this. Indiana's a big steak town, right? So I guess we'd have to eat steak.
Beef, and also the St. Elmo's is the shrimp, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, if I have to eat steak and shrimp, I will definitely do that.
Doesn't feel like much of a bet.
There's a lot of steak in this.
The cat food feels like it could be on par.
I just still can't believe, getting back to the basketball, that you really think the Thunder are just going to... This is insane.
I think the Thunder are going to whoop the East, yes.
Have you watched... Did you watch them in this... They just played a 7-game series.
Against the Nuggets with Jokic.
With your favorite player, Russell Westbrook, and one guy with a torn hamstring playing in game 7. Like, I don't...
I just think the West is way better than the East right now.
I think at this point, I don't know if you can say that.
Get in the bet then, Matt.
I'm not, because I don't want to eat anything gross. I've got this waffle bet looming out there. I owe somebody. I got to dress up like someone in the back black hole. I've got a lot of things looming.
Yeah, I'm feeling very confident in the West right now. Very, very confident.
Well, it was really one team, because you're giving the T-Wolves no chance, which I also think is crazy.
Well, the T-Wolves are hard to predict. They're crazy up and down. I think the T-Wolves will be favored against the East, too, if they beat the Thunder. So I feel comfortable taking the West in 5 games.
Bogish, what has your research turned up
yes.
here?
Yes. So the previous Thunder practice facility is located near a Purina plant, which leads to a distinct aroma of dog food sometimes delicious. Wafting into the building. The team has since left that building, but sadly the G League's OKC Blue,
of course, the Blue
lives there now, so they deal presumably with that smell.
Dog food. Better than cat food as far as the smell.
Reminds me of downtown Buffalo where it smells like Cheerios.
That's a way better smell.
I mean, yes, you're not wrong, but I mean...
Yeah, it smells like something.
Smells like something.
Sometimes where I am in New Jersey, weirdly smells like pancake syrup.
Wow.
Well, not where I live, but where I drive
where
to.
Is that?
I'm jealous of that.
Yeah, it's like weird.
You rich people.
It shouldn't smell like that.
New Jersey.
Wafting out maple syrup smells.
I can't drive, but you know what smells like maple syrup out there?
It doesn't match.
Beats a swamp smell.
I live in Brooklyn, and there's one smell, and there's...
Urine.
Weed, more weed. The entire... Our city's become a gigantic weed ashtray. It's actually... I think it's going to be a big issue in the mayoral election. It's insane. 8 a.m, 50 people on the street. Anyway, that's my rule.
So dog food, though, the dry stuff, Purina, yes?
I don't know.
All right. Percolate on that for a minute.
I'm not eating. I think dog food or cat food is kind of lame.
I don't think you could eat that. You wouldn't be allowed to eat that.
Yeah, I'm not.
Anyway.
Yeah, I'm not
that's not very creative. That's just like a frat bet. You know, like, oh, the pledges have to eat that stuff. You wouldn't know about this, Maggie.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
I ate the tuna jello and I felt like I was being hazed.
That was probably worse than dog food in a way. I'm actually not joking.
No, it was.
That was the worst taste I've ever had.
I would have picked the dog food.
Yeah, no, there was something god-awful about that tuna jello.
I know.
I tried it, and I was talking.
I'm a different person.
Remember how
now.
Tough I was talking? That I tried to bite and I was not, couldn't take it down.
I walked in one woman and I walked out another.
Were your feet big before that day?
It made me like nuclear, like reactive. I glow yeah. now and like have
the,
a third
it was
eye.
It's like the Incredible Hulk. Like no. you had a gamma experiment gone wrong.
That thing was not from planet Earth.
No, it wasn't.
The yeah. way it moved, the way it looked. Oh,
well, you also
God.
Didn't follow the recipe either. Like,
recipe? You there's no recipe for tuna lime jello.
No, but there was a recipe for like lutefisk, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
We didn't do that.
No.
No, they just dumped a bunch of stuff in a bowl.
Right.
No, there you was know, no fish there involved. Were,
Maggie, not to ruin your day, but the mayonnaise was the killer. You ever seen mayonnaise suspended in green jello? It's not something you want to see before breakfast.
This is like a flashback to Nam right
I know.
Now.
I just feel like I'm watching the last helicopter leave Saigon here, guys. Stop.
Maggie, you could do some research now. You can make one of us or one of the three of us eat gross food. It's on.
I don't know if I could, my brain can comprehend something as bad as that tuna jello. Let's get to Bogus, though. He's got the headlines for us. It unfortunately was kind of a flat game 7 situation yesterday, but yeah, OKC moves on.
All the headlines sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with our easy to use mobile app. Learn more at progressivecommercial.com.
We're going to send it to Galveston with that dirty ass water.
Yes, nothing was close yesterday. Scottie Scheffler won the PGA Championship, his third career major, by 5 shots. Game 7 in OKC. Ended in the third quarter, basically. The Thunder cruising to a 125-93 clincher over the exhausted Nuggets. Head coach Mark Daigneault.
An activity game, you know, they drummed it up, you know, for game 7. And I just give them a lot of credit. You know, game 7s are, you know, there's not many games you wake up in the morning and you know that you're going to remember the game for the rest of your life. And game 7's one of them.
Shai Gilgeous.
We're not going to remember this one.
Alexander. Though, I mean, they might.
They will.
Thunder fans will.
Yeah, not us.
35 for SGA to lead the franchise to its first Western Conference
Shai
final.
Gilgeous Alexander.
Since 2016, game 1 with the T-Wolves is tomorrow night. The NHL couldn't give us a good game 7 either.
Back in toward the net, into the far corner. The Wostering in there collides with Ekman Larson. Over on the far boards, long shot. Larson tip. They score, and it's into Lewosterinen, who got a piece of it. Marchand put it to the net. Lewosterinen tips it in, and once again, the Panthers lead by 3.
Doug Plagans on Panthers Radio, Etu Lewosterinen scoring 47 seconds after Max Domi got the Leafs on the board early in the third period of Game 7 in Toronto. Maybe the Leafs had some momentum, then they didn't. It was 4-1 at that point. It ended 6-1, returning Florida to the Eastern Conference Final. Game 1 at the Hurricanes tomorrow night.
By the way, Drought Buster still alive, though.
Yeah, I mean, that was a blow. That was a blow, but you're still alive.
It was a blow, but I mean, I saw Paul Bissonnette's lighting prayer candles on TV. Like, even the year of the Drought Buster cannot help the Toronto Maple Leafs. I'm sorry about that. But there are still drought-busting opportunities alive in the NHL. And then for basketball, and Bogus sent this to me last night, very obvious, you'd have 3 first-time champions and 1 drought-buster in the NBA, and that, of course, would be E.J. and Manny's
But name. I think you should take the first-timers as drought-busters because you're kind of it's still a drought, right? If you don't win. Yeah, if we're not winning, it's not
count.
Winning.
Yeah, no, I think it should count. But I will say, I tried to explain the drought-buster theory that Maggie has to my future mother-in-law. Mm. It was very difficult.
Did you say, you didn't say slump buster, did you?
No, I used slump buster at first. Uh-huh. And she was like, what's that? I was like, I'm just going to keep this PG. But I was going through the teams that have won already. And I was like, well, Eagles, that doesn't really work. Florida, well, it was only 05. Oh, and then, like, every time I was like,
08, this, right?
Yeah, 08, whatever it was. I was like, yeah, I don't know. This theory is a little sketchy, to be honest.
I spent an inordinate amount of time thinking about the theory. I was thinking it could be, the Panthers, Eagles, Dodgers, and
another Scheffler major, by the way.
One NBA. Yeah. It could be.
Listen,
it could be the. It could end up being the anti-drought buster year in pro sports.
I was trying to say, well, the Dodgers won a World Series, but it was COVID, so let's take that out. So let's go back to the 80s. And she was looking at me like I was crazy.
But that was 2024. Is this calendar year 25?
No, yes. Baseball is TBD.
No, it's 2025.
Right.
Okay. No, he's talking about last year.
Yeah, the Eagles didn't really count.
So you didn't count last
year.
Oh, the Eagles don't fall
in this calendar sports year. Okay.
Well, I don't know.
Some people have asked me that.
They keep moving back to Super Bowl. You're going to wait till it's going to be March of next year.
Yeah. I don't think it's not going to apply. The Ohio State one also is a little bit of a stretch.
Yeah, I just trust the Ohio State one.
basically, everybody was coming into this NCAA tournament and say, is this year the Gators finally
Please.
End the drought?
So, in other words, nobody.
Not Gonzaga.
Right, right. Because I honestly, it's hard to find a school that's more dedicated to football and worse at that sport than Florida. But you're right. It was all about the slump busting with Florida Gators.
I love this in Gator football.
That's What's awesome. The line from Mean Girls? Stop trying to make fetch happen. I feel like that's where Maggie is now.
No.
Begging us to believe in the drought buster.
Triple down on this. She can't.
Well, she just said it can't even help the Leafs, as if it's a thing. It's not even a thing yet, and she's already saying that its power is limited.
I'm telling you, you guys on the other side of the glass better pray that I'm right about this, because that would mean the Knicks win the title.
Well, regardless, we're going to get a champion whose drought is going to end in the NBA.
Well, also, you could give the OKC the Seattle history, and then boom, you got 1978 Seattle Supersonics.
Yep.
Okay. Not what I thought about when Rory was in a playoff, but yeah, okay.
Here we are, May 19th, and nobody has busted their slump.
Nope.
Rory did.
Okay.
But yeah, Scotty.
That's it so far. No other company for Rory. Yeah.
Scotty on an island.
Not even a team. One singular person.
Rory and Maggie by themselves on drought busting island.
Scotty broke the PGA drought of whatever five of them that he's played and hasn't won yet. There you go.
There you go. Sure.
So again, Scotty wins easily, Thunder win easily, Panthers win easily. Sunday Night Baseball was at least close until the eighth inning.
Lefty against lefty. First pitch hit deep to right field. Soto back onto the track in front of the wall. He jumps. He can't get it. It's gone for a grand slam for Cody Bellinger.
Howie Rose, Mets Radio, the Bellinger Grand Slam, capping off a six-run eighth. The Yankees taking the rubber game with the Mets 8-2. Oy. Bellinger, six RBI total, while Max Fried K'd 8-6. But the Mets did score twice, so that raises his ERA to 1.29.
Boy, what a throw there by Pete Alonso, eh?
I wish I could have led with this. Phillies closer Jose Alvarado suspended 80 games for PEDs, which means he's also ineligible for the postseason. GM Dave Dombrowski saying Alvarado unknowingly took a weight loss drug with a banned substance during the offseason.
Happens to the best of us.
Why do they have to ban him for the postseason? He'll be back.
That's part of the rules.
I know. That's what really hurt. I'm like, well, 80 games. You get that guy rested up, maybe juice up again, weight loss drug up again.
Cycle off, cycle back
See,
on.
Philadelphia doesn't care how they win, as long as they win.
Do you know how everyone says, well, Barry Bonds was a great player before he took PEDs? I don't think you're going to hear that outcry in this particular case.
Yeah, I saw our friend Spike Essen posted. He was like, on the one hand, it sucks. On the other hand, it makes sense now why Jose Alvarado was so good this year.
Some PED suspensions just take it. Yeah. Yeah.
I remember Guillermo Mota.
I wonder why they're testing him.
Guillermo Mota was like one of the worst relievers I've ever seen. And he was great for the Mets for like half a season. And I was like, wow, this guy's a revelation. Yep. PED suspension right as you're expecting.
I don't think he ever pitched it again.
Yeah, he came back. I'll never forget those terrible performances he had coming back to the Mets off the PEDs.
In some ways, I'm not endorsing this, especially the message it sends to kids and
all
that
stuff. What you got there, kid?
But in some ways, I kind of respect it. It's like, dude, you suck right now. It's like, what do I need to do to get better? Clearly, I can't use spider tack. I can't change the grip. I'm getting just waxed left and right. I kind of get it. It's cheating. I don't condone it, but I get it.
That's a morally strong take right there, Meg. Good for baseball, too.
I don't know. No one's ever really come to me for my moral code.
Inter Miami, 3-0 loss to Orlando City yesterday. Messi's crew has now dropped 5 of 7 matches.
The LA Galaxy still haven't won a game,
by the way. We're going to get to that. Don't worry about it. And a little NCAA softball history yesterday. Liberty, stunning number one overall seed, Texas A&M 6-5 to win their regional. It's the first time that the top overall seed doesn't survive the opening round since this setup began back in 2005.
Oh, that's 20 years.
Guys, back to you.
Drought Buster's back on. 888-710-4ISN.
Liberty softball.
Liberty's got to go all the way.
Me.
Liberty Flames.
888-710-4476.
Like we all thought.
Coming up, wasn't expecting this gigantic superstar to be spilling their guts online. We'll tell you what they said in a moment. M&P.
Hey now!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now.
Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back to the Megan Perloff Show. We'll get to Giannis apparently had time on his hands. Manny's in a good mood today. You watch him smile and dance. YouTube.com/InfinitySportsNet. Twitch.tv/InfinitySportsNetwork. Manny crying tears of joy on Friday night when his Knicks made the conference finals. Checks notes.
Isn't it amazing how close the tears of joy are to tears of sadness? Like, that felt like a bit of a...
I cry tears of sadness.
Cry for help.
I cry tears of sadness before I go to sleep anyway, so...
Yeah.
Just, there's always liquid just coming out of the eye sockets.
Did you consider...
It's allergies.
Did you consider taking Maggie's advice and going down to the big party in Manhattan to find a love interest?
Not to find a love interest, to maybe cause mayhem in the city, but I decided to be a good boy and stay at home.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you what I thought about those scenes on 7th Avenue in just a moment, but Jay is in Nashville. Jay, what's up, dude? Good morning.
Buenos dias, everybody. EJ is good. I'm glad you're back.
Manny, I told you
it was going to be all right, champ. I told you. Manny was saltier than a salt lick last week, bro. But I told you, they were going to be all right. They were going to win it, you know, on Friday. And y'all talking show bet right now?
Yeah, you got anything for us? This one is Perloff v. EJ and Manny. Perloff came on talking tough about OKC. It's their championship to lose. And if they play the Knicks, it's going to be a gentleman's sweep at best.
Oh, Perloff, I already know my two words. Go anus. You know, I already suggested that.
Jay, it's not easy to find.
I was
man.
Like, what did you just say? That a dot of me.
Hey, call up Joe Rogan. Call up Joe Rogan. I'm sure you can have some imported goat anus for Perloff right there.
I think he did it on Fear Factor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, got him on Fear Factor.
We're tight with Rogan. Yeah, I just like, we got to find that. I got to Google it on a work computer. I'll do it on my phone. I don't know where you find it.
I don't know. You know what? You ever heard of like a beef sesos taco or a beef sesos burrito? It's basically cow brains. I'm sure you can find that.
I'm from the West. I'll do the brains for sure.
You'll eat brains over.
Yeah.
What's it called? Sweet brains? Yeah. I definitely do brains. Because they eat that stuff in England on the regular, right?
Sure.
I don't know about England.
They had a Saturday Night Live skit this weekend about how gross food is in England. jellied eel. That's like a thing.
Yeah.
You want cow tongue, Perloff? Cow tongue is actually a delicacy in Mexico. You want some cow tongue?
You could get a cow tongue sandwich in Brooklyn. Yeah, I'll definitely do that.
That's some old school Eastern European and also Mexican.
Same thing. What, it's better than a cow buttocks or whatever else? Yeah, of course. Yeah, I'll eat a cow tongue. Cow tongue is not that radical, Manny. You could have that.
I don't know. It still seems gross. I know people like it, but
I think corned beef.
All right, let me Google this on my phone. I'm not going to start Googling around about goat parts.
No one's eating goat anus, so you don't waste your time. you guys aren't into that, right?
Definitely not.
Hell no.
By the way, if your goat's bleeding from it, you might want to consult a veterinarian thing that came up.
Where did that come from?
I'm just saying it's a Google search, AI overview.
Oh. You need to tell me blood is not supposed to come out of there?
It's called coccidiosis. It's not good, guys. If that's happening to your cat, call the vet.
Can I please talk about the conference finals, man? Y'all just went way to another stretch.
I don't know, Jay. You brought it up. Yeah, go ahead. What do you got on the conference finals?
I know it's my fault. No, as far as Western Conference finals, I was telling EJ, I think the rating is going to be low on that one because you ain't got the usual suspects in the Western Conference right now. But as far as the Eastern Conference final, you got the usual suspects. I mean, it's going to be old school, like Reggie Miller, John Stark, you know what I mean? That type of feeling.
Yep.
And like, as far as New York, I need more people on that outside jumbotron. Like next time, if y'all do win this series, I need somebody up there with a miniature barbecue grill and some miniature lawn chairs on top of that jumbotron the kid was on outside.
Well, barbecues are outlawed in the city, man.
Yeah, NYPD might have a problem.
And you know what the perfect thing?
Yeah.
And the perfect thing for that series would be, you know Reggie Miller's going to be in the booth. If they had Reggie Miller and Spike Lee, And you had Reggie Miller trolling Spike Lee.
We had this
whole
last year. They played last year. We did this last year. I know it's now for the the Eastern Conference Finals, but they played last year, and the Pacers beat the Knicks. Now, Knicks got really hurt in that one. Jay, you're the best. Thank you so much. I've already done this. I'm saying as the, you know, someone who respects that rivalry, but I already had this. Now this to me is a little bit more about the basketball. And the Knicks fans celebrating was two things to me. One, obviously you make the conference final for the first time in 25 years, Perloff, but I think there was a little bit where the Knicks fans feel like they already beat the toughest team they have to beat. Like, we vanquished the reigning champs, and we're celebrating almost like we won the title, even though you'd have two more rounds to go because you took out Boston. Boston was favored, no doubt. All of that is good. But I don't know how Knicks fans can't be worried about your next opponent here.
Well, wait. I've not seen that energy from Knicks fans. I've seen that they know the Pacers are really good. I have a lot.
But why are they celebrating on 7th Avenue like they just won the title?
Because they would have celebrated over Atlanta. They would have celebrated over beating. Did they celebrate the earlier round? Like they yes. celebrate over anything. They're so
desperate. But this one looked like a championship parade from overhead.
God.
Like that was crazy. You guys are jumping off street poles.
It's been growing too. I feel like if they beat Indiana, it's going to take over the entire city.
But you don't want that mission accomplished feel yet. I know you haven't been there in a long time, but...
I think it was very exciting to beat the Celtics. I think Maggie's a little bit right about that, but I don't think anyone's looking past the Pacers. I agree with Perloff, especially after what happened last year.
But you have so many casuals now that are coming in that I don't even know if they were there last year.
Who cares about the casuals? As long as the players are focused, that's all that matters.
Well, that's true. Coming up, got more for you from the NFL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.